Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. In this festival of glorification of Srila Prabhupada, so many devotees are speaking from their hearts, which are purified from so many years of service to Srila Prabhupada. I also want to speak from my heart, notwithstanding that my heart is still full of so much lust and pride and envy and so many bad things. Like all of you, I've given my heart to Srila Prabhupada, or rather that Srila Prabhupada has captured us all, captured our hearts. We're all meant to give our heart to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kuriya Aikya, which means that to give our heart, to make our heart one with His instructions. So on this day of glorifying, this particular day of glorifying Srila Prabhupada, I've always understood that the best way to glorify Srila Prabhupada is by serving His instructions. It's not a one-day event. It's supposed to be every moment of our lives, and Chokhu Dano Dilo Jai Janme Janme Prabhu Se. It's a commitment, because He has given that irrepayable gift of opening our eyes, giving us vision, that we accept Him as our Lord, as our Master, birth after birth. So my relationship with Srila Prabhupada and my glorification of Srila Prabhupada, again, I'm sure you all feel the same way, has always been via His mission, which means via ISKCON. But for the last several years, I've been experiencing some difficulty and pain in my heart, because I don't see that the ISKCON, which is Srila Prabhupada, non-different from Srila Prabhupada, is always in every aspect fully fixed on the instructions that Srila Prabhupada gave. And although there are so many good things going on, one of them is manifest here today in all of you being present, and this, it's manifest all over the world by so many devotees who are glorifying and remembering and glorifying Srila Prabhupada today. But at the same time, I feel some unhappiness that Srila Prabhupada, He did give many clear instructions on many issues, and in some areas it's quite clear, at least to me, that we have dropped or changed some of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I'm not going to get into details here, But this is my heart's offering to Srila Prabhupada. So several things which would have been when Srila Prabhupada was personally president for several years afterwards, several things which would have been thought unthinkable departures from Srila Prabhupada's instructions are now very much part of what we consider to be life in ISKCON today. So these things are burning my heart, and Srila Prabhupada, I have to serve you. There's no meaning to life outside your service. We don't have any extracurricular activities or desires or aspirations. There are so many things to be done in your service. Our time is tick, tick, tick. We don't have much time. So many things to be done. But at the same time, I'm praying to you as I prayed in desperation before you kindly picked me up and saved me. I was directionless. You gave me direction. The direction was very clear. Just serve in your mission, and everything is complete and perfect. But unfortunately, I don't have that full confidence nowadays that if I just serve in this mission, that everything will be exactly as you wished it to be. So I'm just asking you for direction again, and how to serve you, serve your glorious mission in the best way possible in the little time I have left in this lifetime. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Maharaj for his very heartfelt offering at the Lotus Feet of Srila Prabhupada.